Welcome back to another Patriots Trailer Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Bransky, and today we are joined by Lindsay. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more of you in the season to come.
I hope so. Fingers are crossed.
Fingers are definitely crossed. I'm sure you don't have much to worry about at all. So speaking of you getting ready, we talked to Badaro last week. Lovely Badaro.
Love Badaro.
Whose birthday is on Saturday.
It is.
Day of finals.
And Crystal's is tomorrow.
Everybody's birthday.
You have to love Facebook. Keeps you updated on everyone's birthdays. I would never remember.
It's so very true. And so we talked about everything that was going on with finals and auditions and all that good stuff. And so we're going to talk a little more about that, since it's now the second week before finals, and finals is this Saturday.
It is. It's crunch time. I'm very nervous.
Are you?
Yeah. I know that a lot of the vets last year had said, when you first try out, you're very nervous, but you don't really expect anything. And then when you're retrying out, you know what it's like to be a part of the team, so you know what you'd be losing if you didn't make it again.
Right.
And it's so true.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody kind of expects you to make it because you've already been on it.
And there is no guarantee.
And there is absolutely no guarantee.
And
so
no one on the outside really gets that.
Exactly.
Even the auditioners who think, okay, those cheerleaders are trying out again and, okay, they're going to make it. Not necessarily.
Absolutely not, because there's so many amazing incoming talent, young, beautiful, talented girls, and you really need to earn your spot back 100%.
Right, just like today, as you are waiting to come in to a four podcast.
My opponents are right outside!
They're all coming in for their interviews with Tracy today.
They are.
You know,
which I know is such a nerve-wracking experience in itself. I was there last year, but you know, like I said, there are so many beautiful, talented young girls, and all you can do is go out and do your best and hope that it's enough.
Right, right. And I'm sure it will be.
I hope so.
So, what's been going on with you?
I've been busy. Started work at a new restaurant. I have school, and I recently just found out that I got into graduate school.
Congratulations!
Yay,
thank you. Awesome.
I know, and it was
for what, an MBA or?
Yep, I'm going to get my master's at Boston University in broadcast journalism.
Aww.
So I'm so excited. It was my number one choice, and I never in a million years thought I'd get in because it's a really, really small elite program. But I found out a few days ago, I got the letter in the mail, the big package. I was so excited. And of course me, I read the congratulations part and then stopped reading. And then I went back and looked at it yesterday and found out that they're also giving me money. They're giving me a scholarship. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's been a really good week. It takes a lot of pressure off. You know
right.
What it's like graduating college and you don't know what you're going to do next, if you don't know if you're going to work or go to school. So it definitely took a lot of pressure off to know that I know what I'm going to be doing at least in September.
Right. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Now, you don't have a roommate anymore.
I don't. My roommate moved to Seattle.
Kristen Turner is in Seattle right now.
She is in the other side of the country. But my brother actually worked out well because my brother wants to work up here this summer. He goes to Xavier College in Ohio, and he wants to come up to Boston to work for the summer. So he's going to be staying with me in the apartment.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're so well. He is 19. He's finishing up his freshman year. So he's going to come and work and live with his sister.
We'll see how
that works.
Yeah, well, he's going to love it. Patriots cheerleader, all your friends coming over, 19 years old, partying it up.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's definitely much more of the
partier.
Yeah. I never went out, ever. I was the lame child. I sat home and watched television, but yeah, so that should be exciting now. I don't get to see him very much or talk to him very much since we go to school in different states, so I'm excited to have him live with me.
That's awesome. So let's talk about your hair. Do you care if we talk about your hair?
No, go for it.
So you just recently, a few weeks ago,
I did.
Got extensions.
I did.
And they look gorgeous on you.
Thank you. I love them.
And if you go online, you're not going to be able to see them just yet, but there'll be pictures from finals, and I'm sure you're gonna keep them?
Yes, I definitely have to keep them. I have to get them redone already.
Do you?
Yeah. Well,
how often do you get them done?
I actually got them done end of February because it was when, no, a little mid-February because it was when unfortunately lost.
Right.
So the season for us was done. And I'm getting them done a couple weeks earlier than I would normally have to, but the girl, the lady that does them, is very pregnant and is due very shortly. So, and then she's going to be on a month maternity leave. So I want to get them, make sure I get them redone before it's too late.
They look so good on you, so natural.
Thank you. Thank you. I do. I love them. My hair doesn't grow at all.
Really?
It just doesn't.
You never had long hair?
I've, like, never had long hair. Like,
wow.
The longest I've had my hair is a little bit below my shoulders, I'd say, and it takes a very long time for me to grow it. So I got sick and tired of waiting for it to grow, and everyone on the team has such long and pretty hair, and I was always so jealous. So.
Well, you'd be surprised how many girls... Well, there's not really that many, but you'd be surprised who does have extensions. I think, actually, Christine was the only other one that had extensions.
Besides Ashley.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But Christine does them for body, like for thicker hair.
Right, right.
Whereas
right,
I'm doing them for length. But I already have such naturally thick hair that I needed so much. I had to get so many because otherwise it would be thicker on top and thinner on the bottom. But I love the way that they came out. I was very nervous about them, didn't know how it would look, but I... Very happy with them.
Are they easy to maintain? Do you can use your same shampoo and all that
stuff? Yep, use the same shampoo, same conditioner. I don't know if it's because I have so many, but I've lost
a
bunch. And it's so sad every time one falls out. It's so sad. But, yeah, you brush. You just have to be careful when you brush your hair because they are connected and bonded at the top of your head. And
I'm touching it right now, and it feels like regular hair. Like you
well,
could
it's
not,
real
you
hair. I mean, to other people, that might sound gross, but it is real hair.
I
have someone else's hair on my head. But it is real hair, and when you first get them, they're much more straw-like, but you just condition them. I use Pantene Pro-V, like, smooth and sleek, because that's what works best with my hair, and it's made them really, really soft, and you really can't, like, if you run your fingers through my hair, you can't tell the difference at all.
Yeah, looks good.
A lot of people that I told, they said, oh, we wouldn't know the difference.
No.
Said, yeah, until you touched the top of my head and felt like 400 little nubbins.
Let me see the top. Let me touch the top. Oh, yeah. But you can't see them at all.
No, you can't see them, which is great, because it'd be kind of gross if you could.
Well, anyway, that's her hair.
That's my hair.
It's nice.
Hopefully you'll be able to see him up on the website next season. Fingers crossed.
People. Knocking on wood.
Knocking on wood.
So, let's go back to finals. So you've already had the practice, correct?
Before? Yes.
So between preliminaries and final auditions, Tracy offers a practice. It's not mandatory. It's totally optional for everyone's own good, basically. Just to refresh your memory on the whole process, kicks, splits, dancing, your new freestyle segment, all these new things that are going on.
The new freestyle segment. Yeah. I'm nervous about that.
Do you know what you're doing for freestyle?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm going to listen to the song, but we don't know what part of the music's going to play, so you can't really set anything.
So do you think you're just literally going to freestyle?
I'm literally going to wing it. And see how it goes.
Whoa. But Daro sat there and said she knows exactly what she's doing. She has all the counts done. She's got a little gymnastic move in there.
Does she?
Yeah, she's ready to roll.
I'm excited to watch everybody's freestyle
segment. I'm like ready to just sit back, relax, and get entertained.
Oh, yeah. You guys will be definitely very entertained. This is a very new process. A lot of the process this year is very different.
Yeah. I think she's just trying to improve. Make things a little more sufficient, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I think it'll work out really, really well. But
yeah,
I definitely think the freestyle segment, I'm sure Tracy's ready to be entertained as well as the judges.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they are. So how was practice? Was it a good turnout?
Practice was good. Very good turnout. It's a great way for the girls that are trying to return and the girls that are trying to come in for a first year to kind of get together and dance together. And as you know, they learned two routines at preliminaries. We learned them as well. And just to kind of go over everything, get the technique down, relearn more specifically in details of dances. So you just have them really ingrained in your brain before the big day on Saturday.
Right. And you get to just mingle with everybody.
You get to meet everybody.
Yeah,
and
it just makes the whole process more comfortable when you go in on Saturday and you see familiar faces.
Exactly. And it's a much more inviting environment, I want to say. You know, we are there to help the girls at preliminaries, and for them, it's their first audition process, and so they're very nervous, and finals, obviously, are very nerve-wracking as well. So to have that kind of in-between phase where you can just meet everybody, and it's not very stressful, it's just to help you, and it's just a much more relaxed environment, I think is great, and it calms everybody's nerves and makes Saturday a little bit easier.
And like you said, since prelims, you know, you are teaching them, when they come to that practice, they realize you're all in the same playing field.
We are all in the same boat.
Right. So I think that's
We're all one in the same.
Better, a lot easier for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes them feel more comfortable, I think,
as well. So how do you feel about a new team?
I am excited. I think that it's going to be very different. I know that the girls that this was their second year know what it's like. But for us that just finished up our rookie year, we only know the one team. We only know you guys. And I think it's going to be very different for,
that year.
This upcoming year. Exactly. For everyone to kind of say, oh, wait a minute, you know, the girls that are trying out again that make it, we're not rookies anymore. We're the second year. And there's a whole new batch of rookies. And to be able to kind of look at them and know exactly what they're going through coming into that very first meeting into the locker room. And I remember feeling so intimidated and so nervous. And is everybody going to like me? Are all the girls nice? What should I expect? And to kind of be able to...
I have a broken arm.
Not this year. I will be attending finals sans sling. It's already starting off well. So it is. It's very intimidating to be one of the rookies to come in. And I think that to be able to empathize with that is very helpful to know, to be able to put yourself in their shoes. And also for the girls that are going to be into their third and final year, to know what it's like to have watched you girls this year have the third year come to a close, and to know what, and to be able to go through that as well. So I think that with the talent that I've seen thus far, the team is going to be absolutely incredible.
Beautiful.
It's going to be gorgeous, amazing. When the calendar comes out, ladies and gentlemen, you will have to buy it because there will be some beautiful women in it.
Agreed.
And obviously shot in Punta Cana.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. And I think that the team is going to be great. Obviously, you girls are going to be greatly missed. And
aw, Tia, thank you.
And I can't imagine a team without you girls, especially Lori, the face, face of the Patriots. And I think that it's going to be... It'll be a nice switch with, you know, fresh faces.
I agree. I definitely agree. I think you guys will have a blast. So did you write a captain's letter?
I did write a captain's letter.
For those of you that don't know, when you return as a veteran, you have the option of writing a captain's letter, stepping up to the plate and explaining to Tracy why you would like to be a captain, what you could do to be a captain, make things better, lead, all that good stuff, and... Basically, it just throws the idea out there that you would like the position, and then she picks those who she feels can work best with everyone, with each other, with another captain, and a million other reasons. But
it's kind of like comprising a miniature team.
Right, exactly. It is. So you wrote one?
I did write one. I was actually curious, do you think all of the veterans write one?
Well,
pretty much everyone?
My first year returning, I wrote a letter. Didn't want to be captain, by all means. But I wrote a letter to prove to her that I was committed this much. You know what I mean? I don't think I could have ever taken upon the responsibility of a captain my second year. It was a totally different team then as well, you know?
Right.
But I didn't want her to think that I didn't care, you know? So it was pretty much to show my level of interest and my dedication to the team and all that stuff.
So you think that a few girls write them just to show?
I think a few girls write them to show their commitment to the team.
I really would love to be a captain.
Right. Well, like I said, it was a completely different team then.
Oh, absolutely, because that was the first year that the third year was coming to an end, so a couple of the girls had been on it a number of years.
And people playing out deserved it more than me. Now I think there are a lot of you guys on the same level that, you know, some of you are going to have to step up and show your role around there. And I think you'll all do an adequate job.
Oh, absolutely. There are some great girls, returning captains, that did such an amazing job last year that I'm sure Tracy will want to step up again this year because they did do such an amazing job and they know what the role is.
Right.
As well as, you know, third years and second years that I think deserve it as well and that really know the ins and outs of being a part of the team and really have the responsibility level and the commitment level to be able to serve as a role model on the team, because it's not being a line captain. You can definitely see, even when you're not a line captain, is so much more than it appears on the outside.
Yeah,
it is such a much higher commitment level. You have so many extra responsibilities to Tracy, to the team. You have to be able to dedicate yourself so much to being on the team. It's incredible. Yeah. And I love this team so much that I would love the opportunity to do that, but I know that any of the girls
right.
would be more than qualified to be able to be a captain, a line captain, as part of the team, because all of the girls that are returning are so beautiful and so talented and so committed. You already have to be so committed to be
yeah,
a part
of
the team.
That's like a number one is dedication and commitment to the team. Your schedule's always changing.
Yeah.
Practices all the time. But it's a good thing, and it all
it
shows
helps you
on that
so
field.
Much in everyday life, being able to time manage and juggle everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're
definitely
not going to know what to do with all your free time.
You're telling me. I'm already like, la-di-da. Get my hair done again.
Lori's like, tanning? Okay, mall?
Whatever.
Your boyfriend's got to love it.
Yeah, he is liking it. He's liking it a lot that I just have time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm
I
sure.
I see him a lot more. Going to Hawaii. I'm doing all these things.
You are. That's so exciting. We're in Hawaii.
Waikiki.
Going to Oahu. That's so exciting. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. I think I might save it for my honeymoon. If I ever get married.
You'll get married. One day.
One day. One day, maybe. But no, I can't wait to hear about it. Hawaii is supposed
and
to be
I
so
can't
beautiful.
Wait to hear about Punta Cana and that calendar shoot.
Good. I hope I'm here to tell about it.
Oh, you will be. And you better be back sitting in this chair very soon.
I will come here every day for every single podcast.
I hope everybody heard that. Every single day, every single podcast, Lindsay, right here.
I'm making a dedication now, I promise. If I can come back on next year, I promise I will do as many podcasts as Lori asked me to.
Well, there you have it, ladies. Lindsay Bloom coming to you live every single podcast.
Yeah, they'll anyway. Probably get sick of hearing me.
They probably get sick of hearing me.
No.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good luck at finals.
Thank
I'll be
you.
There helping you out.
I
coaching
know.
You along the way, definitely.
I'm excited.
Good luck to everybody else at finals. And, well, the 2007 squad will be soon announced. Not for a few more weeks, but the finals, 35 or 40 or so, will be announced on Saturday. And I'm very excited to see who those people are. Those beautiful faces.
Me too.
Okie dokes. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.